Shabbat Shalom, Lashana Tova, Hag Sameach, a very happy new year to you all, brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. We are going to continue reading from the Legends of the Jews, section 1, part 1, from verse 12. Today's Tishrei 1, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Kodesh. It's also Yom Teruah. Happy New Year. We've started a new season. Hallelujah. And this has fallen on Monday, the 26th of September, 2022. On the Roman Gregorian calendar. So for those who are still waiting to enter the New Year's Day in January, you will be too late by that time because we have already started the new year. The new year begins on Rosh Hashanah. Hallelujah. According to Yah's creation, every other calendar is a fake and a lie. Hallelujah. All right, let's carry on from verse 12. The objections of the angels would have been much stronger had they known the whole truth about man. Yah had told them only about the pious and had concealed from them that there would be reprobates among mankind too. And yet, though they knew but half the truth, the angels were nevertheless prompted to cry out, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Hallelujah. Psalm 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Hallelujah. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Hallelujah. This scripture is going to come to pass on during the 3 days of creation again, because Yahweh and Yahushua HaMashiach are going to come down from the heavens to visit each and every human being on earth. Hallelujah. They are going to come down and visit each and every human being. And those who have accepted Yahushua HaMashiach as their personal Lord and Savior will be anointed by them, empowered the more. Hallelujah. There will be a lot of angelic work as well. Hallelujah. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Yah replied, "The fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, what were they created for? Of what avail a larder full of appetizing dainties and no guest to enjoy them?" And the angels could not but exclaim, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Do as is pleasing in thy sight. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Do as is pleasing in thy sight. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Do as is pleasing in thy sight." They are quoting Psalm 8. Hallelujah. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, we glorify your name. O Lord, we glorify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, our God Almighty. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, our Lord Almighty. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, we praise your name. O Lord, we magnify your name, Prince of Peace, mighty God. O Lord God Almighty, Prince of Peace, mighty God. O Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. That is what the angels were singing. And then they added, do as is pleasing in thy sight. All right, let's continue verse 13. For not a few of the angels, their opposition bore fatal consequences. When Yah summoned the band under the archangel Michael and asked their opinion on the creation of man, they answered scornfully. So the ones that Archangel Michael heads. What is man that thou art mindful of him? So they said it, Psalm 8, but they said it scornfully. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Yah thereupon stretched forth his little finger, and all were consumed by fire, except their chief, Michael. And the same fate befell the band under the leadership of the archangel Gabriel. He alone of all was saved from destruction. That is very interesting. So both Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel lost the angels that they were leading or heading, because Yahweh destroyed them using his little finger, which one they call the pinky finger. All right, verse 14. The third band consulted was commanded by the archangel Labiel, taught by the horrible fate of his predecessors. He warned his troop, you have seen what misfortune overtook the angels who said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Let us have a care not to do likewise, lest we suffer the same dire punishment. For Yah will not refrain from doing in the end what he has planned. Therefore, it is advisable for us to yield to his wishes. Labiel is speaking to his own the angels he's leading. Thus warned the angels, spoke, Lord of the world, it is well that thou hast thought of creating man. Do thou create him according to thy will. And as for us, we will be his attendants and his ministers, and reveal unto him all our secrets. Hallelujah. Thereupon Yah changed Labiel's name to Raphael, healing or restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raphael, his original name is Labiel. Hallelujah. I think Labi, I don't know what Labi means. Let me check. It seems to be a difficult one to get the meaning of. They keep saying this, the same meaning as Raphael, according to Google. So let's just carry on. Hallelujah. 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 Yahushua is alive. Death has lost its victory. La 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 la. Yahushua lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and last is He. Na 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 la 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 la. Yahushua lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Yahushua is alive. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Amen. Therefore, Yah changed Labiel's name to Raphael, the rescuer, because his host of angels has been rescued by his sage advice. Hallelujah. He was appointed the angel of healing, who has in his safekeeping all the celestial, so the heavenly, remedies, the types of the medical remedies used on earth. Hallelujah. Praise be to Yah. Praise be to Ahaya. All right, the creation of Adam. Let's read from verse 15. When at last the ascent of the angels to the creation of man was given, Yah said to Gabriel, "Go and fetch me dust from the four corners of the earth, and I will create man therewith." Gabriel went forth to do the bidding of the Lord, but the earth drove him away and refused to let him gather up dust from it. So you can see that everything Yah has created has life. Gabriel remonstrated, "Why, O earth, dost thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord, who founded thee upon the waters without props or pillars?" The earth replied and said, "I am destined to become a curse and to be cursed through man. And if Yah himself does not take the dust from me, no one else shall ever do it." Wow. Sounds like Moses. Moses said, "If Yahweh does not take his soul from him, no one else can." When Yah heard this, he stretched out his hand and took the dust from the ground and created the first man therewith. Of set purpose, the dust was taken from all the four corners of the earth, so that if a man from the east should happen to die in the west, or a man from the west in the east, the earth should not dare refuse to receive the dead and tell him to go whence he was taken. Wow. Also interesting how they keep focus on the east and the west and vice versa. Wherever a man chances to die and wheresoever he is buried, there will he return to the earth from which he sprang. Also, so he's already speaking about death in advance, which means Yah is the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning from the and the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, or that, and everything in the middle. He's the Aleph and the Tav. Hallelujah. The first and the last. And he knows the future from the beginning from the future. Hallelujah. Also, the dust was of various colors: red, black, white, and green. Red for the blood, black for the bowels, wow, white for the bones and veins, and green for the pale skin. Okay, so red for the blood, black for the bowels, white for the bones and veins, and green for the pale skin. This is interesting, brethren. Okay, let's keep reading from verse 17. At this early moment, the Torah interfered. She addressed herself to Yah. "O Lord of the world is thine. Thou canst do with it as seemeth good in thine eyes. But the man that thou art now creating will be few of days and full of trouble and sin. if it be not thy purpose to have forbearance and patience with him, it were better not to call him into being. And Yah replied, is it for naught? I am called long-suffering and merciful. So he's saying, is it for nothing that I am called long-suffering and merciful? So it's, you know, the Torah is trying to say there's no point of creating mankind because his days are few, he's full of trouble and sin. But Yahweh says that he is long-suffering and merciful. Okay, verse 18. The grace and loving kindness of Yah revealed themselves particularly in his taking one spoonful of dust from the spot wherein time to come the altar would stand, saying, I shall take man from the place of atonement that he may endure. The grace and loving kindness of Yah revealed themselves particularly in his taking one spoonful of dust from the spot wherein time to come the altar would stand, saying, I shall take man from the place of atonement that he may endure. One more time. The grace and loving kindness of Yah revealed themselves particularly in his taking one spoonful of dust from the spot where in time to come the altar would stand, saying, I shall take man from the place of atonement that he may endure. Hallelujah in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's talking about the place where Yahushua HaMashiach will be crucified. Once Yahushua dies on the cross, mankind will be removed from the place of atonement because Yahushua HaMashiach will be the atoning sacrifice on behalf of mankind. Hallelujah. All right, let's keep reading from verse 19. The title now is the soul of man, the nefesh, nefesh, the soul of man, nefesh Yehudi, the soul of a Jewish person. That's from the Israeli anthem, nefesh, soul, nefesh. The care which Yah exercised in fashioning every detail of the body of man is as naught in comparison, or is nothing in comparison with his solicitude for the human soul. The soul of man was created on the first day. Remember, we said it on the very first day of creation that the soul and the spirit of man were formed on that day. What was formed on the sixth day of creation is the flesh. Hallelujah. So the soul of man was created on the first day, for it is the spirit of Yah moving upon the face of the waters. Thus, instead of being the last, the man is really the first work of creation. Hallelujah. The care with which Yah exercised in fashioning every detail of the body of man is as naught or nothing in comparison with his solicitude for the human soul. The soul of man was created on the first day, for it is the spirit of Yah moving upon the face of the waters. Thus, instead of being the last, man is really the first work of creation. And remember, we are formed in his image and after his likeness, which means he too has a soul. Okay, from verse 21, this spirit, or to call it by its usual name, the soul of man, possesses five different powers. By means of one of them, she escapes from the body every night, rises up to heaven, and fetches new life thence for man. Let me read that again. This spirit, or to call it by its usual name, the soul of man, possesses five different powers. By means of one of them, she escapes from the body every night, rises up to heaven, and fetches new life thence for man. Verse 22, with the soul of Adam, the souls of all the generations of men were created. They are stored up in a promptuary, in the seventh of the heavens, whence they are drawn as they are needed for human body after human body. So we all exist already in the heavens before we even come to the earth. And when a woman is to get pregnant, Yahweh is very much involved in the matter. It's going to be explained. Let me not talk about it. Let's carry on reading. Verse 23. The soul and body of a man are united in this way. When a woman has conceived, the angel of the night, so there's an angel in charge of the night, night is Laila in Hebrew, carries the sperm before Yah, and Yah decrees what manner of human being shall become of it, whether it shall be male or female, strong or weak, rich or poor, beautiful or ugly, long or short, fat or thin, and what all its other qualities shall be. Piety and wickedness alone are left to the determination of man himself. Then Yah makes a sign to the angel appointed over the soul, saying, bring me the soul so-and-so, which is hidden in paradise, whose name is so-and-so, and whose form is so-and-so. So we already have names in the heavens. Hallelujah. And to be honest, the names we bear in the heavens are the names we are meant to bear on earth. But because not everybody is spiritual, many people get names that are not what Yahweh has given to them. And this is why Yahweh says he will give us a new name when we go to the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's carry on. The angel brings the designated soul, and she bows down when she appears in the presence of Yah and prostrates before him. All right, let's read that again. The angel brings the designated soul, and she, the soul, bows down when she, the soul, appears in the presence of Yah and prostrates herself before him. Hallelujah. This is very interesting how they're referring to the soul nefesh as a she. And I wanted to, say something about the creation of Yah. The devil knows that when Yah was creating things, he created both male and female. Each and everything he created is a male and female. So he's constantly trying to mess up the creation of Yah by introducing the idea of homosexuality or gender dystrophia. There's a word, gender confusion, basically. So I'm introducing transgender, transvestite, introducing bisexual, homosexual, lesbian. This is all nonsense before the Lord Yahweh, because when he created male and female. He created, you are either male or female. Everything is either male or female. But every soul within the human body is a she, even though we come as male or female. That is how it is referred to. It's just like in French, words of things are either masculine or feminine. Hallelujah. So let's keep reading. At that moment, Yah issues the command. So we're still reading about the formation of mankind in the womb of a woman after sexual intercourse has occurred. How conception happens. Hallelujah. At that moment, Yah issues the command, enter this sperm. The soul opens her mouth and pleads. O Lord of the world, I am well pleased with the world in which I have been living since the day on which thou didst call me into being. Why dost thou now desire to have me enter this impure sperm? I who am holy and pure and a part of thy glory. Yah consoles her, the world which I shall cause thee to enter is better than the world in which thou hast lived hitherto. And when I created thee, it was only for this purpose. Okay, then we talk about the soul is forced to enter the sperm against her will, and the angel carries her back to the womb of the mother. So I'm going to stop here for now because the time limit on the audio is coming up. So I need to continue with the next audio. All right, remain blessed. Lashana Tova. Happy New Year. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.